Maharaj, one general question. In our daily lives, we see that it is very difficult to accept situations. What really prevents us from readily accepting?
Our poor Janma Samskara. Why we don't accept? Why should this happen to us? But your question itself is a half question. There are many things which are agreeable to us. Do we accept or not?
Yeah.
We accept many things happily, isn't it?
Yes.
So you are not asking about them. You are asking only which you think unpleasant, either at present or in future, isn't it? So we have to be careful when God, if you accept God, you accept whatever He comes as a gift of God, and that is what is called the will of God, isn't it? And we, like anything else, we have to practice it. That is the only way out.
Maharaj, follow-up questions from yesterday's Q&A. Yesterday, when you mentioned about the ananda of one measure of ananda of a person, of a righteous person, human being, over there I understand that ananda means the dharmananda, which is the
correct
maximum.
Correct. Correct. If it was not Dharmananda, if it was Brahmananda, then all that description of Manushya Gandharva, Deva Gandharva, all those would have been completely unnecessary, isn't it?
Yes, Maharaj.
It is to indicate that there must be a standard measurement. That is called Manusha Ananda. Thereafter only, 100 times means indescribable times. That is what we have to understand. Not exactly 100, two zeros. This is not too for us to understand, even though it is true that there are higher and higher lokas where higher and higher ananda is experienced. As I explained, higher loka means higher ananda. Otherwise, it makes no difference. If I am getting the same ananda in naraka also, isn't it? Higher they have, more purity, more dispassion, the same will come. The emphasis is, if I become a person of faith in God, in scriptures, and cultivate detachment, without going and coming anywhere, I am going to get the same ananda. That is the idea. So for Brahmananda, where do you need to go? Wrong. Brahmaloka Ananda is limited. Brahmananda and Brahmaloka Ananda, these are two separate things. That is Loka Ananda. Because if you want to go to Brahmaloka, you have to go somewhere else. But if you want Brahmananda, where do you need to go? Where is not Brahman? Yeah, Sri Ramakrishna, some people complained. Ramlal Lada came and he said, are you missing Kali at Dakshineswar? Ramakrishna said, why is not Kali here? Is she only at Dakshineswar? He was able to see Brahman everywhere, but he chose to call Brahman as Kali. That's all. So where is not Brahman? Therefore, where Brahman is, Brahmananda also, he is not a person having. It is Brahman is himself Ananda. He is not having Ananda. He is Ananda. So that is the idea. A person who thinks I am not the body mind, I am not the three bodies, then what? Who is he? Brahman only, isn't it?
Yes.
Then what is his nature? Ananda. That is the idea. Don't go anywhere. You just sit and know that I am Brahman. Then you get every loka ananda will be there only. Okay.
Raja, I just wanted to understand these terms, yajna, fire, which is fire sacrifice, tapas, and this panchagni vidya which we are learning about, upasana, they are more or less equivalent terms, or there is differences?
They are, as you said, more or less they are equivalent. What it means is, I am Brahman. So I am, as I progress, I identify more and more with Brahman. So that gradual identification with Brahman is called yajna.
And essentially it is rooting out the ego completely, and that's the only thing at the last.
Yeah, you can say demolition of the ego or expansion of the ego, which means the same.
So in other words, it's consuming the whole of the whatever is the anatma from within the individual seeker.
Yeah.
Consumes, yeah. So hence the fire, and the fire being the greatest kind of a power, because it's so beautifully used at separate places all the time in our Upanishad. So it almost seems like
simple meaning.
The most powerful force.
What does the fire do? It turns everything that falls into it into ashes, isn't it? Burns it out.
Mm-hmm.
What is the meaning of burning? It reduces to its very essence, which cannot be burnt anymore.
Yeah.
That means it burns our egotism to bring out the real egotism. That means it burns the limitations of our egotism. And what remains is, you can say it is Brahman's aham or God's aham, whatever name you choose to. That is why it is called fire.
Yeah. And this process of titiksha, bearing the unbearable, that in itself is also a form of tapas or yajna.
Correct. But don't use such words. Making, bearing the unbearable is a very unbearable concept. Bearing what we are thinking unbearable becomes extremely bearable, pleasant. That is called tapasya.
Converting. You're more or less converting it into.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Marathi, so what is the difference? Because in nature, in this very high level of cosmic contemplation that you have introduced here, there, almost everything in the universe, there is a continual sacrifice happening.
So, correct.
And one thing is being converted into something else, and there is a new energy transformation happening, you know, from the heavens to the rains to the earth, and then you finally the human is born. So it's a continuous phenomenon. So what's the difference between a sacrifice which is happening in the cosmic world itself by nature and this individual who is consciously doing a tapas?
Simple words, it is called two ideas are presented here. One is, I am not different from anything in this universe. I am one with the universe. So that false division, subject and object, is called Maya. Second idea, there is nothing called death. It is a recycling process. So everything is being recycled. So in that process, everything is mixed up with everything else. So today your what you call your enemy will be reduced to the very essence of Panchabhutas. Tomorrow you are taking the same thing. So where is the difference? You are made up of your enemy. It is called recycling.
The eater and the eaten. Correct.
That is the idea presented here. That means don't make any difference between you and anything else.